something that inspired me with Ajahn Chah's practice, or if I would typify Ajahn Chah's practice, that would be a characteristic that I would think of first, is his complete relinquishment, a really full, total relinquishment, abandoning. And you know, that is extraordinarily inspiring, and that's also what he really wanted to foster in all of us who lived with him, studied with him. That was his sort of his hope, his goal, and try to embody or partake, you know, even a little bit in that legacy of Ajahn Chah, is to be interested in and focused on relinquishment, abandoning, giving up, letting go. One of the words he used to use was to surrender. And do we really surrender to the Dhamma, or do we keep surrendering to our defilements, our desires, our attachments? And that sense of really surrendering and giving oneself to the Dhamma, to that which is actually the base for real peace and real contentment, this seems, you know, when you see clearly, then of course there's that's really what the heart wants to do.